Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Marty Garner, the new executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. How you doing? You're laughing at that.
No. It's what the people can't see, the flaying of the arms.
Well, I didn't have the trumpet sounds because I understand that's needed, right?
That and drum rolls, yes.
That and drum rolls, okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of demands.
Okay. All right. Next time, we'll get the drum rolls and the trumpet sounds.
Yes, please.
Or I can add those later. Either way. So how long you've been on the job now? It's not been very long.
It has not. This is the starting of my third week.
Okay. And so 3 weeks in, did you even understand what you were getting yourself into?
No.
The short answer is no.
The long answer is no.
The long answer is no. Okay. So how are things going down at the chamber?
Well, we had a meeting this morning, and I'm still the executive director, so I bleed pretty well.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. We will talk more with Marty Garner in just a few moments about things at the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, what's going on there, and more. So stay tuned here to WFI WAM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
Making your money work for you. Here's nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
No matter how blessed or stressed you are financially, your first priority every month is to cover what I like to call the four walls: food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. If you have food in your belly, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and a way to get to work, you live to fight another day.
Weekdays at 4 on WFI WAM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. Marty Garner is my guest, the executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So how is it working in the refurbished Sophie's
It's building? Pretty nice. I love the building. Uh-huh. I love historical buildings, and that's such an icon to Fairfield that just being in that building's a privilege.
Okay.
It really is.
Do you still have people walking in trying to buy fireworks in the back room?
No. No, a little bit of ammo, but no fireworks.
A little bit of ammo, but no fireworks.
No, actually, I haven't experienced that yet.
Okay. Still the smell of cigar smoke in the air?
No, there's not. There's not.
All right. All right. Flo telling you any spooky stories about things that go on there?
Yes, she has.
Oh, really?
She really has. But you know what goes on at the chamber needs to stay there. So oh, okay. I'm not sharing them.
All right. Well, you know, I've got spooky stories about things that happen here, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. So.
Well, off the air, we'll swap stories.
We'll stop. Well, it is October. We can swap ghost stories.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Well, but mine would be secondhand. I haven't experienced anything personally.
Oh, okay. All right. So far, 3 weeks in, what's your favorite part of being the executive director of the chamber? Have you met all of the retailers?
I have not. I do love working with the public.
Uh-huh.
People are a very interesting lot, and I always find something fun about everybody.
Okay.
And not funny, but fun, enjoyable.
Right.
You know, that I like about them. And that's probably my favorite thing is the interaction with the public.
Okay. So who all have you met?
That would take the
everyone.
Whole time. I've met Tom Levine.
Do you know him? Yeah, he's famous for something. I don't know what, but
yeah, probably about as famous as I am. Let's see. You know, someone I have not met and I would like to, and that's an employee out here, and that's Mark Turner.
Oh,
spoken
you haven't
with
met
him,
him
on the phone, but to personally be introduced.
Oh, okay.
If he'd walk in this cubicle right now, I wouldn't know him.
Okay.
So we will have to take care of that.
We'll take care of that later. Mm-hmm. I personally know him.
Oh, well,
and his wife, Tina.
Do you?
Yeah. So Fairfield native, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
So, all right. How have the downtown businesses been? Have they all come in to meet you?
Several have. Now, I'm not there full time.
Right.
I know, it's a part-time job. So ironically, Flo tells me that people seem to come in when I'm not there. I said, how's that for ironic, you know? It's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Is that Murphy again? Murphy's Law?
The green light on top of the building goes on when you're out of the building.
There you go.
Right now, there's somebody in the building going, where is she? She's never here.
You know, I'm sure someone has said that, but just like right now, I'm not there.
Okay.
And that's part of the job. If you're doing it, you're not always going to be there behind a desk answering a phone. You're out with the retailers and the, and not just retailers. We're, you know, chamber isn't that. It's just, we have a church that's a chamber member.
Right.
That was one of the things that I learned. I never gave thought to a church could be affiliated with it like that.
Right.
And then
businesses that are not in Fairfield are in Wayne County, some not in Wayne County.
That is true. We are branching out and thrilled to be so.
Okay. All right. Do you have a goal to set? Have you set a goal to bring in more chamber members or?
Oh, always. That's constant and ongoing.
Okay.
So if there is a business out there right now that is this is feeding through their intercom system and they're listening to us and they're not chamber members, I strongly encourage them to give me a call.
Okay.
We'll talk.
All right. So you do more than just the TGIF raffle on Fridays, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, as far as a goal, you know, that's one of my goals is to personally I can't personally, let's see, how do I want to say this? To really, really wish that next year when you purchase one, it's not defective.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. We got to get you. You know, you're
so
a winner.
So you understand that I'm the, I purchase all the defective tickets.
Yes. Well, we've got to stop that, don't we? Yeah.
That's right.
Which, by the way, we have, chamber businesses do the drawing.
Right.
How about I come out here sometime and we'll do a drawing?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
We'll take care of it. All right, we'll do it live on Facebook. And then are you calling into Mark on the morning show on Fridays?
Oh, yes.
To tell him who the winner is?
Absolutely.
It's definitely not Tom Levine this week.
Haven't drawn this week. I don't know.
Well, you'll be drawing the night that this airs. So we'll know by then that it's not me.
Oh, now see, well, right, you know, Mark's the attitude is wrong.
Mark's in it, too.
Yes, I don't believe I've heard his name called either.
And his
either.
Name has never been called either. So so that's what you're fighting against, the whole. But, you know, when will new TGIF, you know, 2019 tickets go on sale? They'll be going on sale pretty soon, won't they?
Yes, they will.
All right.
Very soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be in December or would it be
December,
late November?
Start. Well, the plan is 1st of December.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And we are going to have, you know, we'll be involved in the holiday open house. And it is not confirmed yet, but Mrs. Santa should be back to join us. And when you come in to see her.
All right.
I won't have an elf outfit on, but I will be sitting behind my desk and you will be.
You'll have a stack of tickets, huh?
I will.
Well, here's what we'll talk sometime late November, early December, and you just bring me a ticket and I'll buy the first ticket.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, you want the first one.
I want ticket number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I went wrong in this year.
What,
I didn't
got
get
number
ticket
two?
Number one. I got like four.
Oh, okay.
Four or five. Right in there.
Okay, that I can personally take care of. You will get ticket number one.
Okay. All right. There you've heard it, folks. Ticket number one is mine.
Doesn't guarantee it's a winner, but it's yours.
Yeah. The first defective ticket.
Oh, we must do something about your attitude.
You know,
okay, just just so the community knows, there are no defective tickets.
That's right.
They're all at chance.
All of them
in the fishbowl.
All of them are in the fishbowl, and then you draw the name out, and then all of them go back.
That's correct. They go back, and you can win as many times as your name's drawn out.
That's right. And
and I personally have no control over that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And there are several people who have won more than once.
Yes.
And so, and you realize that I'm just kidding about this defective ticket thing, and I really don't care.
Yes, you do. You care. Everybody wants to win. You wouldn't buy it if you didn't.
Oh,
you
just, it's okay.
Yeah, the world doesn't end if you don't win.
That's right.
And you know what? We appreciate the purchase because that is a way of funding some of our projects.
Okay.
So.
We'll talk about some of your projects here in just a few moments on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner, the Executive Director of the Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listen weekdays after the 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Marty Garner, the new executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. So Holiday Open House is coming up. Is that really your first project on the books, or is there something before Holiday Open House?
First project on the books is conquering Facebook. But as far as the community goes, personally, yes, that's okay. My first real biggie.
Okay.
I guess things like Ghouls Night Out and all, that's more of the retail merchants. But yes, the parade is coming up. Of course, that's Kiwanis
Club Parade.
Mm-hmm, on December 1st, but we're involved in that as well.
Right.
And community stuff, let's not forget the Veterans Day Parade, which is November 10th.
Right.
And then, our holiday. Yes.
Yeah.
We're hoping to have Mrs. Claus there, as I said.
All right.
We're excited about that, if she can make it.
Okay. And that is before Thanksgiving, right?
It is. It's the Sunday before.
Sunday mm-hmm. before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Claus will be at the Chamber Building, and then that is the Holiday Open House.
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, did somebody tell you that Ron Bowles makes these amazing cinnamon rolls for the Holiday Open House?
No, that was not.
You didn't know that?
I did not. Oh, see, I learned something fantastic every day.
Okay.
So now these are homemade, correct?
Oh, yes, they're homemade.
All right.
I always tell everybody, look for them. And he caught me in church the other day and said, I heard you tell somebody about my cinnamon rolls. I guess I'll have to bring some out to you. And I said, I'm not schlepping for cinnamon rolls. I'm just saying them boys is tasty.
Yes, yes. Okay, but when he said, I guess I'm going to have to, the answer is yes. You know, like my earlier answer was a quick no. Well, this is
right.
All right, so I have to look for them, or could I just make arrangements to have them left at the chamber office?
What you need to do is, part of the Holiday Open House is open early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then get out to B-Way Home, and he'll have them there.
He'll have them there.
Usually does.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the earlier you get there, the better your chance.
I'm not even going to jot that down. That's something I will remember.
It's committed to memory, huh?
That's one of my... Ron, are you listening? That's one of my weaknesses, cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. So do you have plans for the Holiday Open House other than Mrs. Claus being at chamber office and colors and crayons for kids to write notes to Santa?
Well, of course, they're going to write the notes to Santa, which is
right.
Always a big hit. And we'll have our own refreshments. They won't be cinnamon rolls, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then, yes, we'll have our own refreshments. And then, as I said, I will be there, and I will be selling those chamber bucks, which make great...
TGIF tickets.
Tickets, exactly, which we use as chamber bucks.
Right.
Which if you win, that's what you get. I guess I better say this correctly. Thank you for correcting me. And I hope everyone understands what a chamber buck is. That's money.
A dollar.
That is a dollar, yes.
Cash American.
Another thing that I did not know, things and you don't really think about it or
right.
put it in connection, but these are spendable at any place that is a chamber member, which I mentioned there is a church that is a chamber member. So, you can, if you win chamber bucks, you can put those in the offering plate that next Sunday.
There you go.
Who would have thought? I know I didn't.
I didn't think of that.
I'm going to be selling the tickets, which they're $10 each.
Right.
And for those who don't know the routine, we draw, and a winner is announced on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $25 a week, unless there is a fifth Friday, and then it's a whopping $100.
Right.
Now, that's such a return on your money because these tickets are $10 each.
And you can win more than once.
And, oh, yeah, the big plus. You can win more than once. But again, something, I guess, you know, I've taken it for granted when mm-hmm. I say I didn't really think about these. I just took them for granted. But you can buy more than one ticket, although right. I don't know that it's necessary. It only takes one to win. But think about this. How many times have you had a Christmas party or whatever and just a $10 gift? What can you buy for $10? A TGIF ticket.
A chance to win every week for a year.
That's right. That's right. It's as good as a lottery ticket. I've been to a lot of functions or parties where you get an envelope full of lottery tickets. Well, that's a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You either win or you lose, but TGIF tickets, multiple chances.
Okay. And you didn't mention the most important part of the TGIF ticket. And the chamber bucks. You win the chamber bucks, you can pay your electric bill with them.
Yes.
At the city hall.
Well, they're chamber members.
Of your utility bill with chamber bucks.
Yes, thank you for throwing the word part in there.
Part of.
Yeah.
Unless you save them up.
That's right.
All right.
That's what I said when I said, you know, most people think that it's going to, you know, be used at a retail store downtown, which it definitely can. And we're thrilled that you would use them that way. But there are multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, throw them in the offer plate.
There you pay your utility bill.
Exactly.
Anything like that.
Buy gas and groceries.
All right. We still need to talk about Man on the Mission. We're going to do Man on a Mission this year?
They are.
Okay, we'll talk mm-hmm. about it in the next segment, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be back in a moment.
The Rush Limbaugh Week in Review.
We have a special guest. Who is it?
So, Rush, I just wanted to congratulate you on 30 years. This is your favorite president, and I think you are fantastic. And I heard about it, and today is the big day, 30 years. I wanted to call personally and congratulate you. People have no idea how important your voice is. 30 years in that tough business is incredible. And you're stronger now than ever before.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Marty Garner from the Greater Fairfield. I have to stress the greater part because it is the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And Libby would slap me around if I didn't say the Greater Fairfield
Area. I have
that
privilege.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. That was in your contract. Did you not read it? The small print?
That was the small print that I just kind of skimmed. No, I wondered why your name was there. I didn't bother to read why. I thought it was to be out of here.
All right.
Oh, gee, Minnie.
See, we're almost done with our first interview. How about that?
And again, I repeat, I've learned so much.
Okay. All right. And the thing is, you get to come back next month. Do it again.
Hey, awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
So, Marty, Man on a Mission. We know it's going to happen. Is it going to not happen? Do we know?
Well, Man on a Mission, kind of like Mission Impossible, is top secret.
Ah.
No, it's not. It is not. I tell you what, in my learning, the job and stuff, that has not come up yet.
Okay.
And so what I interpret that as meaning is as an as need to know basis.
Okay.
And I don't need to know about that just yet. So
it's still
we're going to discuss that next month.
You still got holiday open house, which comes first, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I guess so. I really, truly, I know what you're, when you say Man on a Mission, yes, I know what you're talking about. But how it's going to work this year or if it's even going to be an activity of ours, I don't know enough details to talk about it. So
okay. All right.
Future interview.
All right. So have you gone through, have you sat down and gone through the calendar and looked at the things that are coming up next year that you're going to have to start planning really soon?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
That's one of the first things. And that's something that's been an adjustment for me. There's no this, okay, I don't have to worry about that till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, you have to be ready in advance.
Okay.
You know, a lot like retail merchant. You know, they order things for Christmas in June. So right. You're always ahead of the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so which event are you most looking forward to in the new year?
Oh, my goodness. All of them.
All of them.
All of them. Yeah. There's no one that I like any better than the other.
Right.
Of course, it's not the new year, but, you know, back to the, who doesn't like Santa and Mrs. Santa, you know? So that's the one I'm currently looking the most forward to, because that's the next one.
Okay.
But, you know, in regard to the new year and things that we are doing, please check out our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
That's always a great, source of information. It's not totally up to date because I'm learning things on it and getting, but we're working. It's a little slow right now, but hopefully this week it will be completely and totally 100% up to date, future information, present information. I look forward to getting to work on that.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. And always, if you haven't gone yet, please go and please like us on Facebook.
Like the Fairfield Area Chamber.
Absolutely.
And then you get to see the videos of them drawing Not My Name.
Hopefully that will change.
I'm still laughing about it. It's okay.
It'd
be different if I was like, you're not drawing my name.
That's true. Well, you know, I guess if you can just accept the way things are, that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But did Libby give you advice on all of the events coming up, like the Chamber Golf Tournament? You know,
absolutely.
You're going to have to do that in the summer.
Yes, and that'll be fine. And to answer your question, no, Libby did not, because Libby had been gone 2 weeks before I came on board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was working at this place called, what was the name of that?
Them guys out there?
She's working with you here at the radio station.
That's right.
And she, as I was, I'm going to say, training and being told all the different things, I made the comment was, wow, these shoes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and harder to fill.
Uh-huh.
Libby was excellent at the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have Libby, but I have Flo, and Flo has been a godsend.
Okay.
Flo Simpson is who I'm talking about, for
right.
those that aren't familiar. But yes, she's
She
been,
shares your office.
She shares our She shares the building. She mm-hmm. has her own private office, which I promised her I would not enter unless it was to put something on her desk. Yes.
Knock first.
She's got a lot of stuff going on in there, and I don't think I want to know about it.
Okay.
At least not yet.
All right. And then, you're familiar with our telephone number, so I'm sure Libby would answer any questions if she's not terribly busy.
She
even
would.
Even though she's learning
she
a new
has.
Job now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she has. As a matter of fact, she was gracious enough to meet me after hours one day. Some things that were pressing that I needed answers to.
Oh, okay.
And answers that only Libby could give.
Right.
So, and she did. And okay. I really appreciated that because she did it on her own time.
Okay. Marty, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
We'll
it's been
talk
a
to
pleasure.
You again next month, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's going to do it for the Community Connection for today here on WFIW.